family. Three, two, one, ready.
I, Vaughan, welcome to Dharma Hagar. Have you ever realized that all our lives we have been working as slaves? Well, I'm sure by this time you might be thinking of your masters or your bosses, but I do not talk about them. What I mean is the slaves. We have been working as slaves under six masters, the Salayatana, our eye, nose, ear, our body, tongue, and our mind. So we have had a series of discussions about these Salayatanas, about the six masters, under whom we have been practicing slavery without even our notice. So if we intend to continue that discussion today with Professor Ravi Kogdelage, who is with us today as well, fortunately, and he is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kotalawala Defence University. He is a meditation teacher with overseas experience. So we warmly welcome you. And as I said, we have been practicing slavery under these six masters, and that has been our discussion for the past few weeks. I would like you to continue this discussion today.
Yes, exactly. We are slaves of our six senses, simply because not understanding what the six senses are. Okay? That's why we try to understand it according to them, Buddha's teachings, right? What the Sayatana are. So Buddha has clearly mentioned once one has to know, investigate the, it's known as the, you have to know Pirisinda Dakino about this Salayatana if one wants to enter the path leading to
Something
Nibbana.
Like see inside out.
Yes, yes. Otherwise you won't attain this path, enter this path. So it's very important to talk and investigate about this Salayatana, and it's the most difficult, I mean, in my view, the most difficult thing to understand in Lokottara level. Because we used to believe Salayatana as simply this asakananasaya, the eye, ear, nose, and these physical organs.
And we do consider them as assets.
Yes.
We own.
Yes. We loved them so much. Like kahavage parisangra, right? So it's the most attached things in our world, the senses, right? But we have to investigate and see whether this is the thing to be get attached. And it is the thing as we believe. Is it the real I? We think as I. Yeah? So this is where this organ, Mansa Chakku, and this is also known as Lakkhana Chakku. Lakkhana in the sense the act it performing. You can identify Chakku or the Chakkayatana.
The physical I and the
what really meant by I.
Okay.
Right? What we believe as I, yeah, and what really meant by I,
okay,
the I faculty, the Chakkayatana. So, there's a very interesting experiment you can do. I think last time also I raised this question. How do you get to know that there's a I? Sounds like stupid question. This is where you have to start. How do I get to know that there's I? Of course, we know there are two eyes. It just takes
two eyes that haven't seen each other.
Yes. So from one eye, you can't see the other eye. How about if you have, let's imagine, we get only single eye. Then is there a possibility of seeing that eye by the eye itself? No. We use our eye to see everywhere. But can we see our own eye using our eyes? unless you use a photograph or mirror image or something, but it is not real life.
Yeah, leave alone the eyes, we can't even see our own face.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But certain parts of the body you
yeah,
can see.
Yes.
Right? So that is where Buddha has mentioned the when you see something by seeing through our eyes, we recognize rupa. Right? Now we know whatever we see, external with reference to our eye organ. We can't see internal things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that external rupa which we recognize using our eye, which we believe they are existing outside, we categorize into two.
Mm-hmm.
Some rupa belongs to me, for example, my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And other rupa, external. Ajjatta bahitta. So we divide those rupa into two categories. Ajjatta rupa, which is me or my. Right? And the external rupa. Then it is similar to other senses as well. When we hear sound, we put them into two separate things. My sounds, external sounds. Like that, each sensor is doing this. Okay? Whatever you recognize, using these sensors, we recognize rupa. It may be sadda rupa, ghana rupa, the smells, jivha, the rasa rupa, and so on. Depends on the sensor organ, right? Now, if we get to know about one sensor, it is very similar in other sensors as well. So, in a way, it's easier for us.
Yes.
So, take the easiest sensor and try to investigate about it. So, last time I explained the eye which we believe is not the real eye, but the this lakkhana chakkhu, the one perform the act of seeing, appears or arise when only we perform the act of seeing. And at the same time, it is passing away with the thought, the chakku vinyana. Right? So it is arising, passing away. Chakkayatana. It's not a permanent thing available. Okay? With this thought, we use to perform the act of seeing, it arises. When it passes away, that thought passes away, I also pass in away without any trace. So this is about chakkhayatana, the lakkhana chakku. Right? And whatever we believe, like other organs, they are not real eye. For example, this white color portion of your eye cannot perform the act of seeing. Even we say it is part of our eye. Right? If you touch there, you can't see. You can feel only.
Yes, you can feel.
Feeling means feel by your body, body sensor, not the eye sensor. It is kaya ayatana and kaya vinyana, not chakka ayatana and chakku vinyana. So, what we believe as I is not really I, it is kaya ayatana. It is not chakka ayatana. Like that, you can check with other sensors also. We think this is our nose, but if we touch, can we smell or can you feel? So, it is part of kaya ayatana.
If your finger is smelly, maybe you can smell.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's true.
Yeah.
So, similarly, other sensors also you can experiment.
Yeah.
What you believe as ear, is it real ear? Or is it part of your kaya? The kaya ayatana. You will realize it is kaya ayatana. So far, which we believe as ear is our kaya ayatana. So far, which we believe as eye is in fact kaya ayatana, not chakka ayatana. Right? So. Now, you have to separate these ayatanas carefully. Right? That's why Buddha mentioned you have to see ehe pirisinda dakinna. Right? You have to investigate and identify what exactly this I is. Right? Then only you can think about the cause of that. Samudaya. Right? Now, if we go to Samudaya side, there are four things mentioned in Dhamma. Especially, this can be found in Abhidhamma sectors, the Vibhangam Prakarana or the Dhamma Sangani. There are even suttas you can find from different places. So, these causes are not only single cause, few causes. We have described four, I think, one of our previous programs. They are the ahara, tanha, then ahara samudeyo, tanha samudeyo, kamma, kamma samudeyo, then the avijja, avijja samudeyo.
Okay? Food.
Food. Ahara is food. Tanha,
craving.
Then the kamma, whatever deeds, good or bad deeds, what you have done previously, previous kamma, okay?
Yeah.
Then the avijja.
Not knowing.
Not knowing. Not only ignorance, but not knowing what reality is. Okay? So those four are causing this I to arise, I faculty. In other words, if these causes are not there, there won't be I faculty.
Yes, it's true. Right? Because you have to have certain vitamins, like vitamin A, for good sight.
Yeah.
So we only consider that.
Yeah, ahara, the foods we can understand in worldly level. Mm. That's why it's easy. Like, for example, if we...
That's the only factor that we consider.
Yeah. From our birth onwards, if we didn't take any foods, can there be I? Simply, no, right?
Yeah.
Body cannot survive.
Yeah.
Right? So, worldly way, it's very easy to understand food with the nutritions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to little bit deeper levels, now we breathe oxygen, right? Unless you breathe, your body cannot survive. So it's a kind of momentary thing.
That's the fuel you get.
Yes, yes. So there are, that is also kind of food we are taking. Okay? So different types of foods are there. Then foods, what are the other things? Craving. Craving in the sense, we have a desire to have I. That's why we are getting I. So, when you are going to die, we are losing our I. I and other physical faculties. If we have craving to have another I, another ear, another nose and so on, then only we are getting those. If we do not have craving, like arahants, they won't get any more such faculty. Right? No more birth, rebirth. Right? But now I'm explaining it this in worldly way because it's easy to understand. Later we'll go into supramental level, the samadhi, what we are talking about. So, foods must be there, craving, tanha must be there, then kamma. So, even if we take rebirth again, because of good kamma, that's why we got human organs, human life. If it was a bad kamma, we might get the animal level
or
of
we
eye.
Might even be blind.
Born yeah.
Blind.
Yes, that also can happen.
Yeah.
So, the quality of your eye depends on the kamma.
Yeah.
Right? So, because of the craving, you are getting eye, but quality of that depends on karma. Right? Karma and foods as well. Okay? Then these three are clear, I guess. Difficult thing is the avijja. Not knowing. How can there will be I? By not knowing reality. So worldly level is a bit confusing.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah. So, avijja in the sense, now I have explained this again and again. I hope now the viewers might understand this concept. Now, we see something, for example, that flower, the outside rupa. What we see means we are using this eye organ and it can generate only image based on color information. And our mind can get to know only about this image, known as prasada rupa, chakku prasada rupa in this case. Right? Prasada rupa is not the real rupa outside, as what we believe. So, we believe there is something outside and we are seeing that, but what is exactly happening, what is really happening inside is this organ, eye organ, physical organ can generate an image using color information, whatever it gets, based on its ability. Right? So, remember, depend on karma, we get different types of eyes. Right? Maybe a dog's eye, ant's eye, or different animal's eye, or human eye, right? So let's imagine there are few such different eyes here. So the inside that, the image generated by that organ, is it same or is it similar? There are different types of eye organ. No, it's different. And each of their vinyana, own vinyana, can see only that image generated by the eye organ. Right? So there also you can get a idea whether we are really experienced outside this flower or the different images generated by this organ, which we got because of various reasons. Kamma is one of them. Right? So let's imagine you use different instrument to see something. Maybe a telescope or a microscope, whatever. Right? Different lenses. Then what you see is different from what is existing. So, if you understand this principle, what you see is not the what is existing. Normally, we don't know this because we have a strong habit throughout a samsaric journey. Habit is to believe what we see is really there. But in reality, what you see is one thing. What is existing is another. Two separate things. Right? So we have to develop the vipassana, the insight to understand these things. Okay? So what is existing outside, external world is one thing. What we experience through our senses is different. Right? There's no way for us to experience what is exactly in outside. Because we must use one of the sensors to feel outside, get an idea about outside. So Buddha has once mentioned person inside the egg. What do you call this? Egg? Okay. Uttarakatuva. ඇතුළි කෙනාවලු. Right? And he mentioned, I'm the person who came out from this shell. What is this shell? That is the salayatana. Salayatana. So, we are inside the shell. And salayatanas are there to project certain things into that shell.
Condition as a child.
Yes. Now, we are watching only that projected images by the six senses. And by watching that, we are creating thoughts. That is our chaitana about outside world. And that is what we believe as the world externally existing. But if you see this, what we see and what is existing are two different things. So we are the, as you mentioned very correctly at the beginning, we are the slaves of our senses.
Yeah. And it's pretty disappointing to know that we are in an Asia.
Yes. That's what Buddha mentioned.
Yeah.
And one
thing. So the Buddha, the enlightened ones are the ones who have broken the shell and come out.
Exactly. It is mentioned in one of
the ones who have actually thought out of the box. We ask people to think out of the box. So
yes.
They are the ones
yes.
who have actually
yes.
thought out of the box.
Yeah. So box is our senses. You have to go beyond of senses. That is where the samadhi. Know about sensor, then the cause of sensor, cessation of sensor, and path leading for that. Right? So sensors, they are belongs to Mara or the world. So that's where you'll get in this all those troubles known as Atalodham. If you just believe what senses are telling you as the external world. But the world we experience is within this shell, internal to our whole body, this pathamlong body. So that's why Buddha mentioned world is within you, not externally. By external world, you can't see the what is world, end of world, cessation of world, you can't see. So it is mentioned in Rohitasa Sutta, if anyone wants to refer. World is, if you try to find world from outside, you'll never find it. But without seeing the end of world, you can't realize Nibbana. And from where you should check for that? Within you. World is within you, not externally. Why is it within us? Because we are using these sensors to get to know about the world.
Of course, and I remember the Buddha once said, for people who used to ask about the universe, about the world, he used to say it's like a man who is shot with an arrow. If he is brought to a doctor and if the doctor asks from which direction the arrow came from, whether it was shot by a man or a woman, the patient would die.
Yeah.
So I think it's something like that.
Yes.
So it is within you to investigate.
Yes.
You see the world as
yes.
it is.
Yes. Not about the arrow. Where it being produced and so on, what quality and so on, right? So you have to treat your own body. So world is within you, but one has to. This is another place where it mentioned to gain samadhi, you should know about the world. What is world? Samudaya of world, cessation of world, and path leading to that. There also you can get. This, by understanding those things, you can get this samadhi, lokottara, supramandena samadhi. Right? So, all those samadhi, different ways of explaining this are same thing, in fact. Once you realize this, you realize whatever way it mentioned, it's referring to the same thing. Now, the other example, dog peeping into water, also same thing. So, for its level of wisdom, level of mind, it believes what it sees really existing. That's why it got deluded, thinking there's another physical dog in the water, right? But what it did was simply use its eye organ, and eye organ generate this projection image, prasada rupa, and its mind, chakku vinyana, get to know about that image. But its wrong belief came throughout sansaric journey. What I see, whatever we see, is really existing. Right? Because of that wrong belief, only it got deluded. Right? So, what we see using our mind is one thing. What is existing is a different thing. I'm not trying to say there's nothing external. What I'm trying to tell is
difference.
What
it's
we
not
see
what
is,
you think it is.
Yes. What we think or what we see is one thing. What is exactly there is another thing. We don't know about it because for us there's no way to experience it. Whatever we experience, one would argue, you know, we can touch and see, touch and feel.
Yeah.
But again, touching, what do you do by touching? You're activating another sensor. That is kaya-yatana, another sensor, kaya-yatana, kaya sensor. So it is projecting another image to this shell. Vittara katu. So ayatana projecting different images.
Yeah, and the problem is these senses coordinate with each other very well.
Yeah.
Because what we see when we touch, if we feel differently, then we would surely guess something is wrong. But then after touching also you get the, like for example, if you consider a flower and you can see that the petal is pointed. When you touch also you can feel that it is pointed. So they coordinate really well.
Yeah. This coordination done by our own mind. That is exactly based on our deluded mind, not knowing what is really happening to the sensor. For example, now when dog peep into the water, it can see a dog. Right?
It's reflection.
Reflection. We know it is only a reflection. But dog's level, its mind telling, okay, there's another dog. Now, it may activate another sensor to experience it. Sometimes may listen whether it is barking.
Mm.
Right? Another sensor. If it can touch or bite, go and do that. Right? So, now it is activating other sensors. Now, this is a coordination, but
yeah.
We don't see the real point, the starting point. This coordination occurs due to avijja, believing something exists, but in reality it is not existing. It is not the reality, what we believe. Okay? It looks like it is there, using our senses. That's all. But if you believe it is really there, what we experience is really outside existing thing, then we generate, we need to experience the thing we which we believe exists in outside by using our sensor. That is where craving for sensor. If you believe something, okay, I want to see that. Right? We get this urge, the craving, without our knowledge. I want to experience that by our eyes, ears, nose, or whatever sensor. So this is the craving for sensor. Why we need senses? To experience outside world, which we believe we can experience. It is like turning our camera to that side. We can't go and experience it. We are using these instruments or organs to get some type of information which can generate with this the capability of this particular organ. Okay? Capability depends on our previous karma and our right? Capability of the organ. So we use that organ to experience which we believe outside existing. So we have this craving, desire to experience it. That desire is the exact reason why we are getting these ayatanas again and again. So getting ayatana is known as the jati. Kandanam patubhavo ayatananam patilabho ayam uchyati jati. So ayatananam patilabho. So when craving is there, we are getting ayatana. And this is jati. So, whenever we get sensor, that is jati. Right? Whenever sensors arise, that is jati.
Occurrence.
And this occurrence, I explain, momentary. Every moment, when we create thought, vijnana, there must be a sensor occurring, arising, and it is passing away. So occurring of sensor is not the, I mentioned the lokottara level and laukika level we believe exist in I, from our birth to death. But supramundane level, it's momentary thing, arising, passing away. Arising, passing away. So this arising is occurrence, known as jati. Okay. Occurrence of ayatana is jati, occurrence of skandhas, five skandhas is jati. You can see these skandhas. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. They are arising when we see something. When we see something, we believe there's a rupa, external rupa, physical rupa. So rupa arises. Before we see it, our world, our mind, we don't know it is existing or not. When we see only, we get an idea, okay, there's rupa. Right? When we hear a sound only, we know there's something outside, the rupa. So rupa skanda, so external thing also we think it is rupa, and the organ we use to experience also we think it is rupa, so rupa skanda. Then what kind of feeling we are getting, whether we like pleasant or unpleasant, that kind of vedana, right? Rupa, vedana, then the sanya, we can differentiate from whatever we believe as others, right? So that is sanya. Then our chetana, the sankhara, and vijnana, which get to know about each of these things. Vijnana. So those are the five skandhas. They are occurring. So occurring of skandha, kandanam patu bhavo, also jati. So when we are performing an act of seeing or hearing, skandhas are arising. Simply skandhas, five skandhas. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. This is also known as jati. Khandanam patubhavu. Then ayatananam patilabhu. Arising of, occurring of senses. It is also jati. Right? So if you see this point, you will realize jati is again momentary thing occurring and passing away at the same time. This is Udaya Vaya. So jati is not only referring to the marana and then the next birth, sammata.
It's
marana.
Not only the birth of a person.
Yes. Every single thought, this is happening. Because you can't have a thought without ayatana. Right? Ayatana is there. When there's a thought using ayatana, five skandhas are there. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. So this is birth. It's from moment to moment. Jati. And what we don't know is, when this is happening, dukkha is arising. When we see something, for example, if we think, okay, there's a flower, beautiful flower. We don't know that dukkha has arisen. But if you investigate according to Dhamma, you will realize pancha upadana khandas arise, occurred. Yes. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana, Adaya. So one may argue only skandhas are there, but not upadana is not there. Right? But you can imagine. When we say, okay, there's flower outside, who is experiencing that? Outside. Why we say outside? Because they are inside. Right? Mm-hmm. It's also known as dvayata. Two extremes, external and internal. Whenever you talk about external, it implies there's the other internal. So when you say something outside, who is experiencing that? Internal me, myself. My eye, we have to use one of the organs belongs to me.
Definitely.
Right? So that is why upadana is there. If you tell this is something outside, then there must be a person telling that, experiencing that, using its own organs. So you have to realize, even we say there's a flower, not only skandhas, but pancha upadana skandhas are there. We really believe something is there. That is upadana. Strong belief. Upadana. It is something like when dog believe there's another dog in the water. That is not only rupa, but rupa upadana. Because it is strongly take that, strongly believe.
Yeah. And might not even...
It doesn't know it is a belief.
Okay.
It think
and
it is really
somebody
there.
Tries to convince that it is not so, it might argue also.
Yes.
Because of that upadana, because of that strong belief.
So definitely, if I tell it is a belief only that flower, many would argue about this, right?
Yeah.
Many would argue.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say there's no flower or something? Right? So, what I am trying to say is, how you have to investigate. How do you get to know about there's a flower outside? Then you will realize it is by using one of my senses. Using eye sensor.
You identified.
Identified.
There's a flower.
Flower. But what you do using your eye sensor? It can project only a color image. And your vijnana can No, only that image that is known as Prasada Rupa, not the outside form. So it's a story telling by your vijnana. Just by watching this picture inside your eye or image, right? Vijnana is telling us a story.
When you say Prasada Rupa, so that, does that convince there is a sort of some sort of happiness in there?
Prasada Rupa.
Yeah. Does it convey? I mean,
it calls for another. Those are our chaitana. Now, whether we like it or not.
Okay. Fine.
Right? If you like, you will get happiness. Okay. If you don't, maybe unhappiness. Right? So Vedana, that is telling by the Vedana Chaitasika. Okay? Pleasant or unpleasant. But first thing is, you believe something is there to feel. Right? So that exact idea given by this contact, the passa. I, whatever rupa we believe outside, and the vijnana. So if we caught in that concept, I is there, rupa is outside, vijnana, of course vijnana is telling that. Vijnana is telling that. Okay, I is there is a rupa, you see. So, if you get caught to that, that is known as the passa, the contact. So, all other, the happiness or whatever you get based on that belief, passa. So, if you believe there is something outside an experience, then that is pleasant thing. But what happens, now if you think about the opposite, this is not what we experience generally, okay? So take the dog's example. So when it believes another dog existing
in the water,
it get pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. It may get angry, it may like the dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wag its tail or bark.
Yeah.
Right? So, both extremes you can go. Pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. But why it feeling came? Because you believe there's another door. But what happens if you realize what is going on? In our case, we know there's no dog in the water. So one day if that dog realized that, what will happen next time when you see it into the water? Will it get a pleasant or unpleasant feeling because of another dog?
Neither feelings. Wouldn't get any feeling.
That's right. So this is where passa nirodha is another topic we have to talk about. The ayatana nirodha, passa nirodha, ayatana nirodha, passa nirodha.
The contact.
Passa. I, rupa, and the vijnana. Right? It's another difficult point to understand. Yes, I can see many arguments. Arahants, they still have passa. Why? Because I is there. Again, this is the worldly way of explaining. But supramundane level, it is not applicable. Why? Because the dog in the water appears because of this delusion, avidya, and the moha. If avidya and moha is not there, it is simply not arising, the cessation of world. If world is not there, that is the cessation of I, our senses. If we believe world is there, of course we need senses and we crave for that.
Definitely.
Right? But if this is not existing, it is creation of our own mind because of our avijja and moha. Right? Then will we need, will we crave for our ayatanas to experience the, what you call, imaginary world? If we know it is only an imaginary world.
Not at all.
Yeah, for example, it is like realizing like we have seen a dream.
Yes.
Then after waking up, will you need your eye to experience it again and again?
No.
Will you crave your eye? No. Right? So this is where this most difficult one, avijja sambhuta. The ayatana, avijja is another cause to have ayatanas. Believing something really existing, what we experience is really existing. If you believe that, you will have the craving, crave to have senses to experience it again and again, right? But if that avijja is not there, like one day dog realize there is no dog in the water, it is only a creation of my mind only because of my avijja, not knowing the reality, right? One day if it realize, will it need another eye to experience that dog again and again?
No.
No. So it won't crave for ayatanas. Right? So this avijja is one of the major reasons why we crave for our ayatanas. So that's why it is avijja sambhuta. Avijja also one of the major causes like ahara, tanha, kamma, avijja. If avijja is not there, you know,
salayatana would not exist.
Would not exist. That is the cessation of salayatana.
Definitely.
But that is arahant's level.
So I think that is what we all expect, at least what we are supposed to expect. The cessation of salayatana, so that we are freed from the slavery of the six masters, the salayatana. So thank you very much, Professor Alistair, for being with us. And we wish if you have any questions regarding the salayatana or regarding our discussion, you can direct them to Professor, who will now tell his email address.
Yeah, my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com. KOGGALAGE @yahoo.com and my website ravi.harimaga.com ravi.harimaga.com harimaga.com.
Thank you very much, Professor, once again, and thank you, viewers, for being with us. If you have any comments, please do write to us and keep on practicing. And strive on with diligence. Those were the last words of the Buddha as well. So we intend to put a comma to our program today with the expectation of meeting you the next Monday. Until that, please take very good care. May the most bless you. Krishna.